The following recording is copyright 2014, Diocese of Little Rock, all rights reserved. For more information, visit www.dolr.org.
You know what's the difference between a crime and a scandal? A crime is a violation of the law. A scandal is a misdeed, whether a legal violation or not, by someone we hold to a higher standard. In today's gospel, Jesus says that he has come not to abolish the law, but rather to hold us to a higher standard. Jesus' position is that we fulfill the law not merely by doing what the law says, but rather by doing what God intends. And for this reason, God gives us grace. Grace to understand his will enshrined in the law and the grace to act in accord with it. Today, Jesus teaches us this higher standard in terms of three of the commandments. You shall not kill or commit adultery or take false oaths. If all that matters is the letter of the law, then we have every incentive to look for loopholes that will enable us to circumvent the law's intent without violating its provisions. That wasn't murder. That was capital punishment. That wasn't killing. That was an abortion. That wasn't adultery. We weren't married. It was premarital sex. That wasn't infidelity. There was no intercourse. That wasn't perjury. It was just a little repackaging of the truth. That wasn't a lie. It was just aggressive marketing. Jesus' position is that divine law should not be interpreted so narrowly as God's minimum requirements, such that only these infractions will make us liable to prosecution on Judgment Day. We will be judged not according to our compliance with God's law, but rather according to our compliance with God's will revealed in that law, and thus our response to God's grace. God's law is to be our teacher, the starting point from which we can learn how God wants us to live. In today's gospel, Jesus goes on to speak, to unpack God's intent in prohibiting killing, adultery, and false oaths. By forbidding us to take human life, God intends that we live in harmony with each other, that we treat each other with respect. And Jesus holds us to this higher standard. Therefore, anger, abusive language, and the contemptuous treatment of others are sinful violations of God's intent. And if we remain unreconciled with each other, we will have to answer for that. It's so important that we should not bring our gifts to this altar until we're reconciled. That's why we start every Mass with the penitential rite. It's also why we do the sign of peace before we receive communion. By prohibiting adultery, God intends that we be faithful in marriage, and avoiding illicit intercourse is not all that's at stake here. You can be unfaithful to your spouse without ever actually doing something sexual with another person. For instance, through the lustful pursuit of power and pleasure and possessions and prestige, something that you make more important than your marriage. Okay? Wedding yourself to your job. Not all lustful thoughts have to do with sex. Greed is lust for possessions. Ambition is lust for power. Pride is lust for prestige. All of these can easily be forms of infidelity. Jesus emphasizes that for the faithful couple, divorces do not even become an issue. Divorce is always the result of some sort of infidelity, whether that be sexual infidelity or some other kind of infidelity, but always the result of infidelity on the part of at least one of the spouses. And is often the result, cause of further infidelity. And then thirdly, by prohibiting false oaths, God intends that we be honest. And Jesus holds us to this higher standard. The reason we put people under oath is to force them to tell the truth. The idea is that they put their hand on the Bible, they're going to be really afraid of telling a lie. But Jesus says that from honest people, such oaths are not necessary. They're going to tell you the truth already. From them, a simple yes or no is going to be really sufficient. And that's the kind of people God intends us to be. What's true regarding these three commandments applies to the other seven as well. You and I will be judged one day, not according to the letter of the law, but rather according to a higher standard. Our response to God's grace. Our compliance with God's will as best we know it. If you really open yourself up to God's grace, He will lead you to a fuller understanding of His intent enshrined in the law, and then give you the ability to comply with it.